doing that. All right, so now let's move on. I believe something else that we were wanting to speak about for consumers and just people in general is in regards to creating a budget. I know at the beginning of the new year, everyone's getting, income taxes. Everyone has their resolutions. They want to get better at spending and saving and things like that. So what do you recommend?
I think along with weight loss, I think saving money and managing money better is one of the top resolutions a lot of people set for the new year. And it can be tough, especially if you have certain bills coming in. But some things that we recommend is calculate your income. You can't really set a financial resolution unless you know exactly what you're working with. So maybe make a spreadsheet with, what you have coming in. And then also to go with that, track your spending. That way you know what's coming in, what's going out, and, all your set expenses for the month.
Right. Now, well, for a lot of people, tracking their spending and doing spreadsheets and stuff like that, it can come off to be really difficult. I know for me, I actually use an app on my phone. That's what I like to use just to help me. And it's all super simple. So for someone who is very fairly new to tracking their spending, are there any apps or any programs that you would recommend or just any type of, I guess, what would be the best way to put this? Any type of just system for consumers who are interested in doing this?
Yeah, like you said, there's a lot of apps out there, resources, websites out there that you can, a lot of them are free. That'll kind of help you learn how to set a budget and stick to it. There's also programs out there to help you get out of debt if you are in debt. But we do say use caution with those companies and make sure that they've got good reviews and that they actually are not putting you more in debt by fees they're charging or contracts you're signing up for.
All right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Now, something else that I saw in a release that you guys put out is keeping track of your credit score. A lot of people don't, I know that there's, credit karma and things like that, but I know not everyone really knows exactly what their credit score even means. So could you give us some insight on that?
Yeah, it's good to keep track of your credit score. One, that way you know that you're eligible to get a loan if you want to purchase a home or a car. The other thing is checking your credit score. You can see your credit report, and you can see if there's any accounts that were fraudulently opened or maybe accounts you forgot about or that are currently closed. It's just a good idea to keep ahead of that. That way, if you do see any discrepancies, you can report it right away to the credit bureau agencies.
All right. Well, is there anything else you feel you want to add in regards to people interested in making a budget?
Also, first year is a good time maybe to look into your retirement contributions. If you can put an extra percent or two in your employer matches, that's a great way to save for when you retire.
All right. Well, Joey, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.